change coming up at the end of October. The winter season is starting in Europe, which means there will be some changes in shortwave frequencies for listeners to the English service of Radio Netherlands worldwide in South Asia. Please take note so you don't miss our program. Transmissions to South Asia at 1400 hours UTC will be on 12080 kHz in the 25 meter band, 15595 kHz in the 19 meter band, and 9345 kHz in the 31 meter band. Once again, 12080 in the 25 meter band, 15595 in the 19 meter band, and 9345 in the 31 meter band. Don't forget those changes to Radio Netherlands Worldwide English broadcast, starting on Sunday, October the 28th. You can also find information on these changes on our website at www.rnw.nl/frequency.
You're listening to Radio Netherlands Worldwide, broadcasting on shortwave to South Asia on 9345, 9890, and 11835 kHz. We can also be heard via satellite and the internet. Our website address, www.radionetherlands.nl. Coming up in just a moment, arts and culture, but first, something about Flatlanders in half an hour's time.
Life can be difficult for new immigrants.
Particularly for women. They were very isolated, often not really utilizing mainstream services, tending to get stuck in the high-rise flats.
In the fourth of our five-part series on the challenges of immigration, we look at the situation of women migrants in five different countries, along with efforts to help them help themselves.
That's Flatlanders, which you can hear in half an hour's time.
That's a howl. A howl this week in arts and culture.
An angel-headed hipster's howl. 50 years ago, American poet Allen Ginsberg was hanging out in Amsterdam jazz cafes. At the same time in San Francisco, a federal court judge ruled that his poem Howl was not obscene. The work became a rallying cry for the movement known as the Beat Generation. 50 years later, with more than a million copies in print, Howl continues to inspire artists and activists. Radio Netherlands Worldwide, David Swatling, explores the origins of one of the most celebrated and controversial poems of the 20th century.
Jibed jazz in Bohemian haze. On October 4th, 1957, the Russians launched their Sputnik into space. Allen Ginsberg and his lover, an old friend and two new Dutch ones, turned history into poetry amid the posh pack of Cafe Americans. Their party gets rowdy. Someone asks them to leave. But celebration is in order. The day before, a San Francisco judge deemed the angel-headed hipster's poem Howl not obscene. The black-robed voice decreed, in considering material claimed to be obscene, it is well to remember the motto, evil to him who thinks evil. Not exactly poetry, but it did the trick. 2 years after the famous first reading, unveiling the emotional time bomb, set to explode the Beat Generation, send Marco Polo round the globe for generations to come.